Welcome to VoiceOver Experts, brought to you by Voices.com, the number one voiceover marketplace. VoiceOver Experts brings you tips, pearls of wisdom, and techniques from top instructors, authors, and performers in the field of voiceover. Join us each week to discover tricks of the trade that will help you to develop your craft and prosper as a career voiceover talent. It's never been easier to learn, perform, and succeed from the privacy of your own home and at your own pace. This is truly an education you won't find anywhere else. This week, Voices.com is pleased to present Ellie Devers.
Hi, this is Ellie Devers from AP Voices in New York City. And today, I'm going to be speaking with my partner Frank Piazza about what it's like in the studio from a director's point of view. When someone comes to your studio for a recording session, what do you expect from the talent?
As an owner of a recording studio and as a director and producer of voice talent, it's my job to make sure the client's expectations are met. On the other hand, I have expectations too. Mainly, I care how a voiceover artist represents themselves when they come into the studio for a recording session. A session might be booked with an experienced voiceover professional or celebrity who comes in, reads a script in less than 20 minutes, and then they're gone. Or it might be someone with less experience, someone who struggles a bit with the copy, but they have a fantastic, unique-sounding voice, and we need to capture that special quality. No matter what level you are, what I expect as a director is someone who shows up on time, conducts themselves professionally, and has the ability to take direction, and also has the ability to go places with their voice. This is what keeps the session interesting, moving forward, and shows off range.
When you say go places, can you be more specific?
Sure. An example may be, if you're reading a script, let's say a PSA, there may be numerous ways to read it effectively. I might want to hear you read with sadness, or maybe sound frustrated, or try to sound angry. I need to hear that you can distinguish between the different approaches. In the end, the client might request three different emotions of that one spot, so I need to know that you are capable of switching gears and demonstrating range. Having the ability to read a script effectively with variety. That is what we mean when we say go places.
Do you test out the talent sometimes before you begin reading, or do you just do it as you go?
I think for the most part, it's more as you go. I like to get a feel how things are going and just run with it. So it's important to be flexible. It also helps to have been coached by someone who can teach you the fundamentals. I know many people who are experienced voiceover artists who continue to be coached even though they're already working. Let's be honest. There's always something new you can learn about yourself and bring to your own performance. I expect that, and the client expects that too. Now, let's keep in mind that the talent has already been screened, approved, or auditioned to this point, so we already have an idea what to expect. I think being professional, prepared, and basically comfortable with yourself are really great assets as a voiceover artist.
How do you deal with a session when things are not going well? As a director, have you ever experienced a situation where the client is not pleased with the voiceover artist? And if so, how do you work through that situation?
What I like to avoid is hand-holding with someone who really can't do it. It's okay to recognize that and cut bait, especially if time and money is a consideration. Yet, I feel I can really sense in a person if they can or they can't. I want people to succeed. This is part of my nature, to really want to see someone become successful. So I will try certain things or tactics to get what I want. That being said, I'll never be mean or rude to someone, so consider this. You've gotten this far for a reason, and you deserve the chance to do the best job you can. And if it's in you, I will get it out of you.
Is there anything you can share that happens after the spot is read, such as engineering, post-production, and editing?
Again, what is important in a voiceover person is the ability to have range and conduct themselves professionally. And there are some technical responsibilities you need to also be aware of. For some experienced speakers, this isn't an issue. For example, a person who lacks experience in the studio or in front of a microphone may sometimes explode their P's or B's, causing the microphone to pop. Or maybe their S's are too sibilant, causing the microphone to distort or overload. And sometimes there's a tendency to be all over the place with the volume of your speaking voice, and you need to control this. When these things happen, It slows down the process and creates more work for the engineer in post-production. It's important to channel the good stuff and deliver it with technical consistency. Something I do find frustrating as a director is when the voiceover talent has dry mouth. We call this lip smacking. You can actually hear their lips and tongue struggling to make the words clear. Remember, the microphone is very sensitive, and its job is to hear and capture everything. So stay lubricated before you read. Take a drink of water if you feel like you might have dry mouth. Stay relaxed and think about these things. Of course, sometimes these artifact sounds happen during an extraordinary or perfectly read script, and luckily, we do have the ability to edit or remove these sounds. If you're not sure if you are technically sound, then practice into a microphone, record yourself, and listen back. Post-production is part of the process, but less post-production is always better. Here's a situation that happens many times. A voiceover artist will accidentally bang the music stand or clank their pencil against something while they're reading. Not the end of the world, but worth being aware of. And here's a real no-no. Please don't show up to a session wearing your favorite shell necklace. That can rattle and make noise. Noise is the enemy. So again, think about all of the things you need to not do so the session is all about your voice and the performance.
What is your idea of a dream voiceover artist?
I'd say someone who comes in and is able to focus on interpreting the script and not coming across as sloppy or unprofessional. That certainly makes my job a lot easier. And it also makes me look good in front of the client. This is, for the most part, a fun, easygoing, relaxed industry. So make sure you check your uptight baggage outside the door before coming into the studio.
Are there any myths or secrets about the industry that you can share with us?
A question people ask me from time to time is, how do those guys read the script so quickly and make their voices sound like a rapid-fire machine gun? Well, I usually say, oh, we make them drink a double espresso and chug a Diet Coke just before they read. Well, not really. We have software to take care of speeding things up and slowing things down. Don't worry, no one will ever ask you to do voiceover gymnastics. But we do like to keep things interesting.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to this interview. If you want more information about AP Voices and our coaching and demo production services, visit us on the web at apvoices.com.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about the special guest featured in this voices.com podcast, visit the VoiceOver Experts show notes at podcasts.voices.com/voiceoverexperts. Remember to stay subscribed. If you're a first-time listener, you can subscribe for free to this podcast in the Apple iTunes podcast directory or by visiting podcasts.voices.com. To start your voiceover career online, go to voices.com and register for a Voice Talent membership today. This has been a voices.com production.